First of all, I came to witness directly and also to support the women of South Sudan, particularly the women we are supporting in a different program, and also to visit the government and discuss with them how do we can continue to strengthen the women's empowerment and women's equality.
Yes. Now, what are your impressions of the women you have met in South Sudan?
I'm very much impressed by the leaders, the women leaders of South Sudan, in the civil society, in the parliament. I've been with them in a dinner on the first day I arrived, and also in government. I met the Ministry of Gender, the Ministry of Information Technology. I'm very much impressed by their commitment, by their resilience, by their strategic thinking, and by their efforts towards a peace solution and a peace agreement.
Many women in South Sudan, the ordinary women especially, are facing a lot of tremendous challenges. Now, overall, what is the current state of progress towards women equality from this visit of yours? I mean, like in South Sudan here.
Well, what I realize is that the legal framework has been attained international standards. South Sudan ratified the convention to eliminate all discriminations against women and its protocol, additional protocol. This is a major achievement of the South Sudanese government and the parliament. And this set the standard of how to respect human rights of women and how to set different agendas from the government and the parliament and the civil society towards gender equality. Also, I'm very much impressed as well that the resolution of the Security Council 3025 that stressed the importance of women in peace processes and how the society has to build those leadership of women to influence the peace process is also in place in South Sudan, with a very strong plan of action and a very strong involvement of the civil society. So those elements are very, very important towards advancing gender equality and towards raising women's voice to respect their rights to end the violence against women. And I think that the society of South Sudan is fighting towards that.
Now, how does the United Nations Women address the obstacles to women's programs, especially the ordinary woman who's right there in the village struggling with living?
Well, we are working programs that relate to livelihood, to attend the humanitarian crisis, internal displaced camps here in Juba and also in Nimule. We went there to witness ourselves as well, and to provide these women instruments that can help them in their sustainability. For example, we provide vocational training so they can acquire different skills that can help them to come out of the humanitarian support towards a sustainability and economic sustainability. So what we are hoping is to continue strengthen the women's capacity to be self-sustained. And with that self-sustainability comes their dignity and comes their strength to be leaders politically and also to continue enhancing their economic empowerment. And this is our objective.
Yes, you obviously seems to be impressed with the progress that is being made, especially on women here in South Sudan. Now, as you, with this visit of yours, what have you seen as the biggest challenge that is facing the women in South Sudan?
Well, the biggest challenge is that we need to have an end to the conflict and to have a peaceful solution in the coming days towards a government that is of reconciliation. And that could be the biggest challenge that we are facing. But we are very hopeful that a very sustainable solution will come up from all parties. And we hope that the women can continue to have their footprint and their leadership. And this is what gives me hope, that there's a lot of very strong South Sudanese women involved in the peace process, supporting the peace process. So I'm very, very hopeful for what I saw. And the women are very clear what they want. They want peace. They want to continue receiving support to strengthen their economic power, to have self-sustainability, to make sure that they build a future for their children, and, of course, education. that is something that all women are striving for, because they want to get their children prepared for the future.